Are you here, game? We defined our terms. We see that every time you're ever going to do anything, we're in the world of Shema. Shema means understanding. Understanding means define your terms. Memvav. Page Memvav. Nachzor
lebasis. I'm sorry, I'm on the page, okay? Oh, the Rav just said outside this whole page?
Yo.
Okay,
good. Yo. All right. Now, go back to basics. Go think about an idea, a concept that you use all the time. Ikronot shel pihem banitet chayecho. On the basis of these principles, you built your whole life. Al titamesh the meaning of nation to matas et avdorosom. Don't use words until you've defined them clearly. Tostar legalut kama hanachut hanachat legabe rayon misuyam. But kama hanachot ha'elu itzvo eschayecho. Go have a look, and you'll be surprised to see how much you emphasis you place on a certain idea, and how much you're relying, and how much your life is relying on a certain idea that you've never ever checked it out if it's even valid or not. Let's take an example. It's Rayon Habechira Chofshit. Let's take the concept of Bechira Chofshit. Everyone's got Bechira Chofshit? Everyone knows what it means? No. Bechira Chofshit here, Bechira, Bein Masha, Ta Reitze Lassot, Lebein Masha, Ta Mitchashek Lecha Lassot. Bechira is what, the difference between what you want to do, right, and what you ought to do, essentially. The Marshal. If you insulted somebody, so you know that you want to make amends, right? Ein sof ugzeu dova anocha lasut linatzel ulashlim. Means you. Sorry, let's define this slightly differently. The chiyuv chofshit is the difference between what you want to do and what you feel like you want to do. Mitchashek lecha lasot. What do you feel like doing? What do you want to do, and what do you feel like doing? I would think they're the same things. We'll see they're very different. You insulted somebody, right? So you wanna make amends. You wanna fix up the relationship. You wanna make shalom, right? That's what you wanna do. Rotzeh. Your rotzen is to do that, yo. Aval lo mitchashek lecha lasot et zeh. You don't really feel like doing it. They don't really draw you to do it. Why not? Kizot pula v'lecha v'lo nima. It's a very uncomfortable, icky thing to do, to go and have to apologize and say, sorry, you're right, I was wrong. But most times, I would say 99.9% of the times, people don't choose to do bad because they want to be bad. The general human tendency is to tell the truth. Unless a guy's a sicko, people generally tell the truth, unless it really pains them not to. But generally, guys aren't going to lie just for the sake of lying. Guys lie because of benefit, but otherwise you're telling the truth. There's no gear to lie. People tell the truth. That's a human basic tendency. I'm saying not even a Jewish thing. It's a basic human thing. But I'll tell you the truth. You go to the worst neighborhood, the depths of the bowels of Harlem, and you ask God for directions, and he gives you directions, so you'll take the directions, because why would the guy lie? Yeah? Unless he's got an ambush waiting for you, so he can rip you off. Yeah, then you'll lie. But some just because they ask you for directions, and God will tell you where to go, because you're going to stand a lie. You're the worst behemoth. Yeah, he's not gonna. God's got a sophic bin monkey. Yeah? Like your brother's down there in Harlem, yeah? So even that guy, he asks his directions, he'll give him directions unless he has an idea not to. So generally speaking, people don't choose to be bad because they want to be bad. And here on Taylor, it's right, or the grave of the several. Very few people say, I'm going to be bad and cause people suffering. A very unusual concept. Law? Anu boichim b'ram ishum sheletovach ketzeh hu makiv pochot. We choose to do bad because for a short while it actually hurts a little bit less than doing good. V'yayitzimach listadeh ito b'matzamim kashim. And it's much easier to do that than to actually face a real difficult challenge.
Path of least resistance?
Yeah. We have a tendency to choose the path of most pleasure. A human being will always do something that, even if it's a temporary pleasure, is more pleasurable than the thing he's avoiding. Unless he really, really forces himself. Left to run on automatic, even at the highest levels, a guy will always do something that's more pleasurable than something that's less pleasurable. That's our struggle. Anachno oisim ma shemitchashet lanu lasoit mishum shezu aderech hakal ha'yoisa. Because that's the easiest part. That's why Jesus says, if you don't really know, which derech you want to choose, where you want to go. You don't know. You have two paths in front of you. You don't know which is the right one or the wrong one. You can't get hold of a rope to ask a shot or whatever. So then choose the path that's the hardest. In most cases, you'll be right. That's the right way to go. Choose what's harder. It's not always right, but it's usually the path to go. Find that you do it very often. Get a bocher who he'll give you 15 reasons, okay, why he shouldn't go on another date with this girl, yeah? And then suddenly you get a call from the shachin saying he's about to go on another date. Why? It's just easier to go on another date and make, you know, then like say no and live with doubts afterwards. I don't trust myself. I'm 99% sure that there's no way that I can ever marry this girl, and he knows it. But if I say no now, then I'm shutting all my options. And I'm going to walk away with this. It's always going to think, down. Maybe I was wrong. I mean, even if it was a 1% thing. So it's easier to go on another date than to call it off. And going on another date's hard, eh? Going on another date's not a simple thing. Find that often. Choosing the path of least resistance. Achshav, kesha'agdora brura, navi oto l'chai ha'yoyim shalani. Now that the agdora is clear, let's apply it. Ata reitze litztayen v'limit ha'toyah. You wanna excel in learning Torah? Anybody here doesn't want to excel in learning Torah? Everybody wants to excel in learning Torah. So it's the average guy's biggest frustration, right? But for that, aval lo mitchashek l'cha litzoch l'sham kach. About what? I don't really feel like putting in all the effort that I'm going to have to in order to be great in Torah. I mean, giving up quite a few things, right? I want to be great in Torah, that means I'm going to have to do things that are, whatever, you know, I'm going to have to get up a bit early, I'm going to have to go see a bit later, I'm going to have to give up my afternoon schmooze, I'm going to have to cut back, I'm going to have to be a little bit less sociable, well, tuck, 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 tuck. There are a lot of things that when I'm not learning, I'm actually quite comfortable. If I'm learning, I'll be uncomfortable. You want to push away the tircha and find an easy way. And then what happens? The head starts saying, who said I really want to be great? Enough for me that I'll be I'll be sitting in the middle rows in Gan Eden. Who says I have to be the best? Who says I have to be the biggest Talmud Chacham? It's enough that I'm out alone. Be'emet? Ata reitze l'itztam yodi b'enoimi? And then the gate of talk comes back and says, are you serious? You really just want to be a moderate Jew? Reitzem lo lo, ani rotze l'itztayen yoyitz meyuchad. Aval lo achshav. No, really, I actually do. I want to be very, very great, just not today. Mm. Yeah, it's like the famous, you know, I'm going to stop smoking tomorrow. I'm going to start dieting tomorrow. So it's tomorrow, yeah?
I'm going to stop pushing things off starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to stop procrastinating later. So then you come back and you say to yourself, "Aval lama lo achshav? Well, why not now? Al tiyeh nudnik, posha ni cheshek achshav." She doesn't even say any cheshek, it's any koyach, it's whatever. Haim yesh lecha matara, do you have a goal? Ata yodei shata yoichu lagi aleha. Aval haderech koevet midah. You know that you've got a goal, and you know you can get there. What's the problem? It's a little bit painful. Tachlit shata roitze lagi. What you have to do is you have to decide that you want to go. Va'az shum davar lo yichu la'atzotcha. Then nothing's getting in your way. If you have the rotzen and you make up your mind, I'm going, nothing will get in your way. Our problem is we don't decide that that's what we want to do. We ordeal over it. I want to be great. You made that decision, you really want to be great, that's it. No, I mean, I want to be great, but I'll think about it later. Tachlit, hachlota, final decision. This is what I'm going to do with my life. Nothing will get in your way. Zo ha'mashmoy ta'amiti shal shimush be'mechira chofshit. That's what bechira means. I used to see it when I did drug work, when I was doing drug rehab in South Africa. It was quite amazing. He was a non-Jewish guy. He was a recovering addict. He was an addict himself, very, very bad addict or whatever. And he started this drug rehab program. So they were hidden there, so they asked me to work with some of the hidden, giving like Jewish spiritual inputs or whatever. It was a big part of drug rehab, his spiritual stuff. You know, so I went there the one day, and while I was there the one day, they brought in a kid who was deciding whether he wanted to come to this place or not, right? So he called him and he says, so you use drugs? The kid says, yeah. He says, you want to stop? He says, yeah. So he says, fine, you're an addict, move in. The guy says, well, I'm not sure, he says, do you want to stop? I mean, you said you want to stop, yeah, I want to stop, but he says, listen, do me a favor, when you want to stop now, give me a call. And there was such a powerful insight there. When you want to stop now, then call me, then we can help you. But if you don't want to, you can't. And I saw that when I stopped smoking as well. the guy doesn't want to stop. He wants to because he doesn't like the discomfort of smoking, but he doesn't like the discomfort of stopping even more. So you'll never you give him the best tools in the world. I've got miraculous tools that help you stop smoking, okay? But you have to really want to. And you have to accept the pain. There's pain involved in anything new. In anything you want to do, you want to be great. Kolos kasher. At the beginning it's hard. You want to become a Talmud Chacham. In the beginning it's going to be hard. The body's going to scream and reject. You have to have a proper program. Same as the guy wants to run the Boston Marathon, doesn't wake up on morning machis, he's running the Boston Marathon, and now he starts training 50 k's a day. No. The first day he runs 1 k and he comes on like nauseous. Yeah, that's it, not doing this again. No, he wants to run the Boston Marathon. The next day he runs another k. Eventually after a week he's running a k, but it's easy. So you have to do it. That's it, you have to do it. Right, that's the big thing. How do you make this decision? That's it. And then the Yetzer comes. What happens if I'm learning that someone wants to come church again? How am I going to get out the house early? And how am I going to explain this to my family? And how am I going to change my lifestyle? And what am I going to have a fun this on? And what? And it's just not worth it. It's just, I'm going to just being a frustrated, failed Talmud Chacham. Easier. Dear Objectivity. Objective judgment. Lefamim anachna afilu lo samin leiv. We sometimes never pay attention. And Hashim nesugalim ledabe b'meshach shaot. People can mamash speak for hours. V'lo afin al ma'hei ve'etzem mitvachrim. You know, people having an argument for hours, and at the end of the day, you ask them to summarize what their discussion is about. They can't tell you. Mamash just. Pam abo shebo timtzes atzmecha nesun v'vikuyach. Next time you find yourself in an argument, hateto iznecha. Turn your ears. V'tayin atzmecha lishma. Listen carefully. Al taklot shum dover k'mo shehu nishma b'tchala. Don't accept and absorb anything the way it sounds in the beginning. Afilu nir lecha she'ata meivin lama ha'acheri mitvachim. Even if you know, it seems clear to you, you know why this guy's arguing with you. You understand where he's coming from. No, don't accept it. Nosel avin es ha'mesa ha'nisto. Try to understand the hidden message here. Ve'tim krovot mo'od ha'vikuch mitnahel al dover shen l'chileton l'mema'a shenire l'ayin b'vat shtichi. The argument is very, very different to what it looked like right in the beginning. Then let's run through. He gives an example of a conversation. This is what's going in your head, right? Hamashgiach sheli lo mafsik la'ili kol hayom hu soin oti hu lo ma'arich shum davar sheni oseh. My mashgiach doesn't stop nudniking me la'ir all day. He hates me. He doesn't value anything about me, right? Ulay nusa hanisa livduk mashe anekuda pnimi shogeremes lo litnagei kacha. Ulay vati hu stam ma'alir nasa shuv. Go look at it again. Maybe he's doing something that that's upsetting him a little bit. No, he hates me. Try again. Try. Let's see what. Try. Let's understand where he's coming from, right? But it's a mafil or sheni lo lomed. Really, it worries him that I don't learn. Or maybe koev lo sheni mevazes mazman. Maybe it's hurting they're not learning mazman. They're not using mazman properly. You see, you've gone from my mashgiach hates me, that's why he's always in my head, to maybe he actually loves me, that's why he's on my head. You see, the first appreciation you have of a situation is very often wrong. You have to take it, you have to think about it very carefully, analyze it, and get a clear perspective of what's going on here. Yo, my father hates me, right? You know that one, yeah? My father doesn't love me, yeah? Yeah, event accident and you're in hospital, who'd be the first guy by your bed? Yeah, who'd be flying to America to find the best doctor? The guy that hates you, right? Your father. So if he doesn't hate you, let's try to understand what's going on here. You have a problem, the relationship's not good, yeah, there's fighting, there's arguing, okay, but he hates you? Looking nonsense. Let's try and see. Go analyze it carefully. Maybe the other guy thinks you don't value me. Or he'll overtook me. Or he doesn't trust me. Take the message. Lord Rak etamili. Don't just hear the words. Try and understand what's going on behind the words. Bare, ma'anukuda. What's really the nukudia? What's really driving the conversation? Ma'amashmutshela. What's his inference? What's going on behind him? Ma'ze derish memeni. What does he really want from me? Guy goes into a business meeting, yeah? Guy goes into big deal negotiations. They take this with them. Another guy goes into a business meeting, okay, and he sits and the guy says, okay, so you're going to give me $1 million, then in 6 months' time we'll do the work for you. The guy goes, oh, okay, that's great, fantastic. want to sign a contract? Nah, I believe you. You ever seen about doing business like that? Watch him carefully, because you're going to be around long. Yeah? Oh, you know, where's this going? What's going on here? Hours and hours of analyzing. Then they send it to the lawyer, then to the tax man, and they analyze it until eventually, 6 years later, they sign a contract. Why don't you sign a contract straight away? Easy, I'll give you the bucks and you do the work. Fine, boom, off we go. No. What's his angle and what's his corner and where's he coming from? And so with yourself as well and in relation to other people, you've got to run it like a business. In order to really understand what's going on, very often what's happening in a conversation is I'm hardly listening to what you're saying because I'm busy preparing what I'm going to say to you when you finish talking. I've already slogged you up before you even get a chance to talk, right? The guy's talking and you're not getting what he's saying, you're yelling what you're thinking. Tamshich lishol ma, yo, what are you thinking? What do you ask questions? If you keep asking questions, you keep paraphrasing, I don't understand, so is this what you mean? What do you mean by this? But how is this going to affect that? You keep searching, you realize that actually there's a lot more going on here than you originally thought. If you're having an argument with your friend in learning, this is the Chazon Ish, this is the key learning. You have an argument with your friend, you're having a discussion back and forth or whatever. Don't let him say what he says without you first saying, hold on a second, is this what you say? Check with him. Is this what you mean? And let him say back to you, this is what I understand you're saying. Is that what you really meant to say? First of all, you're understanding what he's saying better. And second of all, you're helping him clarify what he's saying better. That's a real chavrusa. You can be sure that you're arguing on the same subject. The mice about the two bochim they've been learning in the machine for 2 years together, b'chavrusa, day in and day out. Which is the one Bocha says, no, tomorrow we can make a Siyam Bocha Shem. He says, what do you mean? I've still got four daf left. Because then you're four daf left. We've been learning together. I mean, we're on the same daf. Have a look here, and then on whatever. They're on Bas and Lama Dalit. The guy says, yeah, but that's the last daf. The guy says, no, the last daf's Lama Chet, whatever, yeah? He says, what are you learning? He says, I'm learning Brochas. He says, oh yeah, I thought we were learning Bechairas. Yeah, I mean, it's a Yeshivish joke, but the truth is, it resonates, that joke, right? You come on, you're living with your chavrusa, and he's talking about one thing. I heard it once, I was thinking about Midrash and Eish. And there were two guys arguing over a Gemara, and I was trying to learn and not listen, but they went on and on. Eventually, I was, whatever. I was a mashgiach, so I thought maybe I could get Ludnik here, let me see what they're arguing about. And a posha, there was posha, they weren't talking about the same subject. So I went over to them, and I said, well, guys, what are you arguing about? So he said, no. So I said, fine, tell me what you're arguing about. No. So I said, do you understand what he's saying? No, because he's that. I said, 1 second, just tell me what you heard him say. So he told me. I said, fine, now, what did he say? So he told me. I said, okay, now, what are you guys arguing about? I said, okay, we're not even talking about the same thing. I don't know what the subject was at the time, or whatever. So they weren't even on the same page. They were only for 15 minutes. Famous mice once, by this is on a Meltzer. There were two bochum in the rest of Midrash arguing back and forth, whatever. He walked up to them, he closed the mic, he said, Bikkel Torah. I said, what are you talking about? He said, I've been listening to you for 15 minutes and no one said anything new. He said, I'm arguing for the sake of arguing. You know, you're going on and on and on. You said your point, you said his point. You disagree? Fine, choose to disagree. Weiter, or try and go deeper. But you guys are just playing ping pong, you're hitting the same ball back over the net. That's what it is. Stop, what am I doing here? Are you thinking? Guys get very upset, the guy comes to me, he's got a chavrusa, then the guy doesn't talk. They're learning and learning, and the guy keeps quiet for 15, 20 minutes, he's like spacing. You ask him, what's going on? He says, I'm thinking. The guy said something, I want to see, I have to think. So I'm putting it back in the line. I'm analyzing what's going on here. So I was getting upset because we're not sharing each other the whole chavrusa. What's wrong if you don't get the chavrusa and the guy wants to think for a few minutes? It's awesome. But I get uncomfortable with the chavrusa and he starts thinking. He's silent here, that's not good. What am I going to do when he's thinking? I always used to thought that was the best time. I used to think, like, sometimes for half an hour, I couldn't budge it. It was the perfect time to schlof. It's when you sleep, no? Wake me up when you finish thinking, yeah? I'm going to sleep. I can't talk because you're not listening, and I can't think because that's hard. I might as well sleep. Wake me up when you've got an answer for the kasha, yeah?
We're doing the
call here. All right, let's stop there.
clear, huh?